Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Chandogya Upanishad, presented by Swami Jyotirmayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Pooja Atman Shri Swami Jyotirmayananji in Miami, Florida. Swamiji will lecture on Chandogya Upanishad. And now Pooja Atman Shri Swami Jyotirmayananji.
Om Apyayantu Namangani Vakpranah Chakshu Shotramatho Balamindriyani Chasarvani Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam Maham Brahmanira Kuryam Mama Brahmanira Karot Anirakaranamastu Anirakaranam Mestu Tadatmani Nirate Ye Upanishadu Dharma Te Mayi Santu Te Mayi Santu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. This is the peace chant of Chandogya Upanishad. Presently we are turning to chapter 8. Section 1, and mantras I will cover is from 1 to 6. The topic is called Dhara Vidya. Dhara refers to space within your heart. You have to figure out how big is the space. Atha yadidam asmin brahmapure dharam pundarikam veshma dharosmin antarakasha tasmin yadantas tad anveshtavyam tad bhava vidigyasitavyam iti. In this Brahmapuri, Puri refers to city, a well-established section of population, and every soul lives in a Puri. Your body is a Puri. Don't confuse with also another Hindi word, Puri. Puri is what you eat. In this Brahmapuri, there is this lotus-like abode. In that lotus, there abides small inner Akasha. Akasha is for space, what's ordinarily known as the sky. What lies within that Akasha? Have you been curious about it? What lies within your heart? Becomes a very serious, profound question. Question with gudharth, profound meaning. Certain statements have saral arth, simple meaning. But scriptural statements are gudharth. It has profound, mystic meaning. First, the heart is described as lotus-like. So immediately your mind is being directed towards a realm of feeling. Because feeling is the foundation of you, of what you are. How do you feel? Knowing is a little distant. Head is a little distant than your heart. That heart that you have is lotus-like. All the tender sentiments that exist within your heart, they go to form the petals of that lotus. And you discover the profoundest purpose of your life by knowing the secrets of that heart lotus. And what is that secret? Akasha. The space within your heart. So whatever you have within your heart occupies space. So if you could know that space, that mystic space, that would be the profoundest fulfillment of your existence. What lies within that Akasha? That is what to be sought. That is what one should aspire to understand. Just to give you a simple understanding, your attention will be directed towards three types of akasha. Bhutakash, that's akasha, that practical, this is what we deal with, space. If that space is not there, there will be no practical reality. Everything happens. If you have a good house, you have must have sufficient space to put all things that you want to cherish. And your property should be spacious. That again, that's, I'm just giving the idea of the physical space. All practical realities relate to bhutakash. The past, present and future things are that happen. They happen in this world somewhere at some time. But all the study of external akasha becomes little, because your profounder experience in life doesn't belong to that akasha. If you have, suppose, written down all your thoughts in a diary, put the diary in your pocket. That's physical akasha. You can put your thoughts in a diary. But real thoughts, as they emerge in your mind, where do they come from? From which self? And when you organize them, how do you organize them? What space do you need? If inner space had anything to do, or were anything similar to the physical akasha, it would mean bigger thinkers will have bigger heads. See a person coming with a mountain-like head. Oh, what a lofty thought. That gives you a clear understanding. The thoughts don't require physical space. And yet, spaciousness, a sense of expansion, inner feeling of having space, that is more important than the physical space. Much more profound than the physical space is the space in which your thoughts move, the psychic space or mental space. But the space that is created by your thoughts, that space again is not real. Just like you are watching a cinema show, and in that show you see a little house, and then suddenly you see the house moving away. You see vast space. The space that you are seeing on the screen is not real. All that space of the projection is contained in the space of the screen. The screen is pure consciousness. How much a space that screen can give, can't imagine. Countless projections can go on day by day. And the screen allows them all to occur within its space. That's called chidakash, chit akash, chit pure awareness. So you have chit akash, chitta akash, bhut akash. And that's a profound understanding has to develop. In daily life, all these three akashas have mixed up. Physical body moves around in the physical space, and that has its own story to tell you. You go on collecting how many places have you visited, how many wondrous, picturesque scenes have you seen and all that. This physical akasha is great. But then, how much happiness have you enjoyed? How much thrill have you experienced? How much artistic talent have you developed? How much profound imaginations have entered your mind, your feelings, the world of feelings, the world of sentiments? that you understand. Without that, all your experiences in the world will mean nothing. If you are just a little doll moving around in 5 feet or less body, you can go all over, will mean nothing. But it's the feeling behind, feeling that you have within you. It is chittakash that gives you a profounder sense of life. And that again becomes nothing compared to chidakash, which is pure absolute self, eternity. Thou will follow thee. Upanishad follows in an artistic way. Every Upanishad has its own style of storytelling, or style of presenting the teaching. This is a kind of a picture being presented to you. This is the way an aspirant should turn his attention. What is to be sought? In life you are seeking something. What's the profoundest thing that you should find? And this is what you need to look for. That little small akasha that's in the lotus of your heart. And that is what you need to aspire to understand. Gain that knowledge not in a shallow manner, in a profound way, it's not a just simple intellectual observation, but an observation wherein your intellect undergoes a transformation.
Gurudev, I want to ask, what exactly does this mean? When you're living, you're dying? I think I kind of know, but not really. What does it mean?
It means you are like a river flowing on. Study biology, study the body. So many cells are being formed, so many cells are dying. Ask your mother, you are not the same baby now. That baby is gone, long time ago. So that's what we mean. You are living, facing mortality. You know that one day everything passes away. But while from physical point of view there is mortality, things are changing. But the purpose of your soul is to realize you are not the body. Your goal is to be one with God.
Okay.
Body-wise, you are just like a cell phone.
How so? Mm-hmm. But how's my body like a cell phone?
Because look at the bodies. See through the X-ray. Your brain is there floating in your skull. So many nerves are there. They are the ones manipulating everything that you think, say, feel. And when something goes wrong with the nervous system, all that stops. Should the life be just dependent upon those nerves? Just like cell phones, they are means to universal energy. Your body and your personality is a means, is a channel of God's plan, God's world. So you are not confined to the body. You are confined, then life will be extremely impractical, because you are constantly changing your body. If you study science, within 7 years or more, not a single previous cell exists. It's completely renewed. That's what becomes dying.
Okay, thank you, Gurudev.
But your mind is not the body. Your mind goes on advancing. Even when you are at 90-year age and you want to learn French, you can start learning it. Your mind has lot of room. Body doesn't limit it. So you have to always understand you are not the body, you are more than the body. And with this, I'm concluding. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.